if you're a dental student at Harvard here in Boston, and she did a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and she's going to tell us about it.
Thank you and good afternoon. So today I'm going to talk about a pilot clinic that my school started that provided free oral health care to individuals with special health care needs. And to further evaluate and assess the model that we had, we did a SWOT analysis. So first, I have no conflicts of interest and nothing to disclose. So first, a little bit of background. I wanted to kind of define how we as dental students and dentists define individuals with special health care needs. So it is those patients whose medical, physical, psychological, or social situations make it necessary to modify normal dental routines in order to provide dental treatment for that individual. So therefore, it's not just developmental disorders or intellectual disabilities, but also includes complex chronic medical problems, people with physical limitations, as well as the vulnerable elderly. In a 2010 census, 56.7 million people were reported to have a special need. And reasons for this increase from back in 2005 could be that people now are living longer, and studies show that people over the age of 80 have 8 times more disability than those younger than 15 years of age. Therefore, lack of financial resources, more difficulty in performing treatment, limitations related to cognitive or physical challenges, and inadequate attention to prevention are all reasons that compound to create an oral health disparity in this population that is greater than the general health disparity. In a 2006 survey, 40,000 families participated, all with a child with special health care need, and sadly, most commonly reported needed but not received health service was preventative dental care. So as to explain why we have this access to dental care issue, like most access to dental care issues, we have a shortage of dentists that are willing or capable to treat individuals with special health care needs. And some of the potential reasons that we found were concerns about patient behavior, the disability level, and extent of treatment needs, inadequate reimbursements, as well as lack of training for dentists in their pre-doctoral years when they were in dental school. I know that as a student, a one-hour lecture on how to treat people with special needs is not enough for me to feel confident. So we wanted to approach this another way and bring clinical experiences to the students when they were in dental school. So our school initiated a free day of treatment for individuals with special health care needs through a partner community health center. And the objectives of this pilot project were to provide free dental care to individuals with special health care needs, provide clinical experiences to pre-doctoral students, and in the long term, possibly integrating this model into our core curriculum so that all students from our school could have this experience. So 2 treatment events were held at Windsor Street Community Clinic. A total of 59 pre-doctoral students ranging from 2nd to 4th years volunteered. And in order to create a sufficient patient pool, we did many different things that included networking with leaders in special needs healthcare. We advertised through many nonprofit organizations that served individuals with special health care needs. We performed several oral health screenings prior to the day of our clinic, and we partnered with Windsor Street Community Clinic, who let us use their facilities, and they are under the Cambridge Health Alliance. So we obtained patient feedback surveys and student perspective questionnaires to determine if there was an increase in the proportion of dental students who reported that they are more confident in working with individual special health care needs. We found that this is important to determine because 80% of dentists say that they do not feel comfortable treating this population. And a large part of this is because they feel that they did not receive adequate training when they're in dental school. Secondly, we wanted to see if the clinic would cultivate a new learning experience among dental students working with individuals with special health care needs. And we wanted to see if mass health coverage would be sufficient for allowing this clinic to be sustainable. And the results were, with the two treatment clinics combined, we provided more than $12,000 of treatment with no out-of-pocket expense to the patient. So no funding was provided for this project, but we were able to be sustainable by charging MassHealth insurance whenever it was indicated. We also negotiated with Windsor Street Clinic to, they let us not... they let us provide care for patients who didn't have insurance as long as we broke even financially. So patient feedback showed that roughly 90% of patients replied that they were treated with courtesy and respect, and 100% of patients said they would recommend this clinic to a friend after both events. 80% of participating students said they learned something new about managing the special needs population, and 87% reported feeling more confident in managing and believe that their skill and confidence level would increase by participating in more such events. So onto our SWOT analysis, we believe that the strengths of this clinic were that improved access to care for individuals with special health care needs by providing this free care. We also believe that it increased the confidence of graduates to treat individuals with special health care needs. We thought that this was a very important point, since studies have shown that dentists who actually perceived their quality of training to be good in their predoctoral training were more confident in treating individual special health care needs and were more likely to see them in their future practices. Some of the weaknesses that we saw were a sustainability for an affordable special needs outreach clinic. What I mean about sustainability is MassHealth only covers two paid receptionists, so therefore everyone else working in that clinic is purely volunteer-based, and it can be difficult. We currently have two supervising dentists, which we are very fortunate to have, but coordinating clinic sessions with those dentists can be difficult. And in terms of recruiting patients, for our first treatment clinic, we had the dental students do all of the bookings and scheduling. And it turned out to be a very impractical approach, as, you know, as students, we were very busy, and this was just not a an efficient way to recruit patients. You know, all of these points we wanted to address and hopefully overcome as we continue this clinic. Some opportunities that we saw: we believe that this clinic could provide continuity of care between medical and dental care. Physicians in the community could ideally refer their patients that they recognize don't have a dental home to our clinics. Connecting oral health screenings that we do on a regular basis with our clinic. And also, we wanted this to be an opportunity to integrate this into our dental school curriculum, so that all dental students that graduate from our program could demonstrate competence in the treatment of individuals with special health care needs and gain clinical experience. So some of the threats that we found were finding willing and capable supervising dentists with necessary expertise. Supervising dentists would not only have to be comfortable treating patients with special needs, but they would also have to be comfortable with supervising a lot of dental students and also be willing to do it on a volunteer basis. So that could be difficult. Also, potentially providing indemnity insurance for supervising predoctoral students, as well as defining special needs for our clinic purposes. Special needs can be a very broad term, and our clinic, because it is a free care clinic, could be advertised to many people in our community, and we want to make sure that we're treating the population that we intended to when we first began this program. So in conclusion, research shows that 80% of dentists did not feel they had adequate predoctoral training to treat individuals' special health care needs. Most commonly reported but not needed service was preventative dental health care. And this pilot, we believe, could be the first step in addressing both of these issues. And we also wanted to ask if this was a novel way to approach access to care issues by targeting not only the population, but also the clinical providers. So we believe that if we all work together, we can increase access to care to individuals with special health care needs. We can increase the clinical exposure that dental students could have in their pre-doctoral years, as well as give opportunities for healthcare professionals to give back and teach. Success of this clinic will require all facets of healthcare. We need to collaborate with nurses, doctors, policymakers, and students and caretakers. And that's why we need all of you to help. Thank you.